The opinions on this show are ours and ours alone.
All information is for entertainment purposes only.
This content is meant for mature audiences.
So press start and come join our game.
Welcome back to Waiting for Players. I'm John.
I'm Adam.
And I'm Peter.
And I'm Adam and Josh.
No, you're not.
It's okay. You can just be your own person.
No, it's kind of a ritual.
It's a.
I'm also ashamed.
You're ashamed of being Jadam?
Jadam.
Jadam.
It's Jodam, obviously.
Jodam.
Scrotum? What? This is getting out of hand.
As you can tell, Adam, the real Adam, is not here tonight. That's okay. We have a podcast anyway without him. We had a couple cool little news stories break out this week. One of them is the one coming out of John's butthole.
What?
Did you fart at Adam? Is that what happened?
No, he's fucking harassing me.
He had a thing on his shirt, so I tried to pull it off, but as soon as my hand got close, because, whoa,
he freaked out. John, huh, I wonder why.
Look, I wonder, too.
I wonder.
Yeah. But,
Mr. So then Gropey he went over here.
Crazy on me. So trying to help a dog out.
There's a story this week that Mario might be coming to the big screen under the Illumination production company.
Oh. Good company.
The people that do Despicable Me and Minions. Yeah. I dig them, dude.
I'm not as good as I thought they were going to be.
Big fan of Gru right here.
Yeah, yeah.
Big fan of Gru. I saw Despicable Me 2 when I was down in California with you.
I haven't seen any of the Despicable movies.
We saw This Is the End, and then the next day I went and saw another movie.
While I was working.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you're on vacation, though. It's what you do.
Fuck yeah.
Right? Hey, language, sir.
All right. That's a new one.
Right.
Mario in the style of Illumination. So it would be Mario like you see him in the games now.
Right.
Like you see him in Odyssey. And that brought up...
Not the art style, though, of Despicable Me, right?
Well, it kind of matches the... it'd probably be different.
Okay, good.
Because that's the Despicable Me look. But, yeah. I mean, it would probably be... The Mario style is just as weird.
Not nearly.
Oh, come on, dude. You show me someone that's shaped like Waluigi, and I'll show you someone who needs to be in a hospital.
Yeah.
Waluigi, not Luigi.
No, yeah, Waluigi. Big and fat.
That's
Tyler Lynch.
That's Wario.
Oh, Waluigi, yeah.
He's the purple one. That's all lanky.
And Wario, too, yeah.
And Wario Luigi, with really, no knees. Mean.
Luigi's like the most proportioned one except for his elongated head.
Exactly.
He's not that elongated.
It's pretty elongated.
You're elongated.
Like, these things are out of P.T. Barnum.
What are you talking about? I can easily look like Mario. Pudgy little gut. Not that tall.
Yeah, but you wouldn't shave your beard.
What about Donkey Kong? I mean...
Yeah, what they're called gorillas.
But he's a... Yeah.
They're called gorillas.
Gorillas.
Do you think Donkey Kong is a silverback?
No.
No.
Because his name is Silverback.
Yeah. Yeah, I think he is, though, because there's not really any brown gorillas like that.
Do you ever see Donkey Kong with a silver back? Probably not a silverback.
Maybe he's an albrino.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Okay.
So this brought up the idea, like, we haven't had a chance to talk about video game movies in a while. I think the last time we brought it up was Warcraft.
Yeah, probably.
Which was last year?
Which was okay.
It was pretty.
I liked it.
If there weren't humans in it, I think it would have been better.
If Lothar hadn't phoned his fucking performance in, I agree.
If it didn't look like the human's armor was made out of plastic, I might have
shiny plastic.
Dug
the orc bits were really good, though. I will agree with you there.
Good.
CG. Which then like leads you to believe, like, why didn't we just go with like an in-house Blizzard movie?
Yeah, just a full CG movie.
It was
It still would have sold.
It was the guy from Sons of Anarchy, right?
No, it's not from Vikings.
Vikings.
Oh, yeah.
That's Lothar. Dude, that's what I said.
He did the exact same like Lothar, acting as he did in Vikings. Like, he sounded the same. His speech cadence was the same.
Yeah.
I was like, come on, man. Show us a little range.
Probably doesn't have any.
Probably not. Great on Vikings.
Yeah,
unless that's what they wanted him to do.
Yeah, they might have told him, like,
that's directing. Exactly what we want.
We're like, we want you to just be that guy with a different name.
So I wanted to, like, run down a quick list of video game films. And I want to start with the international live-action films because that's probably the ones that are most known. Okay. Starting as far back as 1993 with Super Mario Brothers.
Scenes it.
Actually, terrible.
At the time, I loved it.
Oh, at the time, I loved it too, but man, does not hold up at all.
I haven't seen it in probably 20 years, but I've seen it at least a dozen times.
There's a really nice video done by Gamer History on YouTube. He does these really long videos that explain the history of something, and he did the Mario movie. So it's pretty interesting, like, looking at the decisions leading up to the casting and the directors and stuff.
Bob Hoskins, John Leguizamo, Dustin Hoffman. No, not Dustin Hoffman. What's his name? It's not Dustin Hoffman. It's a different guy.
Which I'll
get back to that. Koopa.
Oh, okay.
No, I love remember. Leguizamo.
Yeah, as Luigi.
Yeah.
Did you know that Tom Hanks was going to be Mario at a certain point?
No way.
That would have been
And then that same
Actually,
year,
he grows a great mustache.
That same
though.
Year after they declined him because they thought his recent movie history wasn't good, he ended up getting
Forrest
an Academy
Gump.
Award, no, oh. for Philadelphia.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Never saw Philadelphia.
Yeah, good movie.
Really good movie.
Yeah, Denzel is the lawyer in that, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. It's got
Denzel and Tom Hanks. Yeah.
I have to watch it just because of those
Dennis
two.
Dennis Hopper
it.
Is who I'm thinking
Hopper.
Of.
Hopper. Okay.
Oh,
King
real
Koopa.
Quick on the Tom Hanks thing. Did anybody see that meme that came out today and it said it was only a matter of time and it was a picture of Wilson and it said Tom Hanks touched me?
Yeah. I did see that.
The one that I saw was Tom Hanks outed as a generally nice guy.
Yeah. That's an Onion article.
I like the Keanu Reeves one.
Well, yeah.
Like Keanu Reeves recently accused by four women of being just as nice as people say on dates or something.
No, like taking them on a nice date.
Yeah.
Does anybody remember Double Dragon?
Yes.
Double Dragon. Shit. Yes,
What's
I do.
Double
live
Dragon.
Action.
It was a live action movie starring Robert Patrick and who else?
Some other
people. Mark Dacascos.
And that's based off the Double Dragon video game, which was on SNES.
Absolutely. Yep. Robert Patrick was the bad guy, by the way.
No way.
Absolutely, like mustachioed bad guy. Absolutely. Paul Dini was a writer on that, Adam. Paul Dini, you might know from the creator of Harley Quinn.
Yeah, really? Wow.
Yeah. What about Man. Street Fighter and Mortal Kombat?
On the Mortal Kombat movie, I watched a lot as a little kid.
The Street Fighter movie, is that the animated movie?
No, there were two
live action
Street
Fighter
movies.
Jean-Claude Van Damme.
I loved him as a kid. Could never watch him.
Oh,
now.
There's no way I'd go back to either series. Mortal Kombat
Belgian,
or...
Belgian general as Guile.
Yeah.
Jean-Claude Van Damme. And then the guy who played M. Bison, I think he's dead now. Oh. Anyway, Mortal Kombat, though, I had more of an affinity for. The first one was great.
The first one was
the guy
really good.
Who played the lightning dude?
Christopher Raiden? Lambert, the Highlander.
Yeah.
That's Raiden, like Peter
said. Yeah, Raiden. Yeah. He was good.
Cool
that.
Scorpion, cool Sub-Zero. Especially the Sub-Zero fight,
Reptile.
I think, is still... Reptile's dope. Reptile's actually the, like... Reptile is actually
Reptile.
Like...
Reptile. That would be a good name for the...
Reptile! Reptile. Maybe send that to Adam.
Go rip it.
Reptile's fight is actually, like, the most kung fu in the
movie.
Yeah, definitely.
And then there's Annihilation. Anybody see Annihilation? It's when they did the Animalities. It's a sequel to, like, Mataro's in it.
Oh,
and
I did see that.
Queen Shiva... Shao Kahn.
Yeah. That's one where they turn to dragons at the end, right?
Uh-huh. And it's also the one where they changed the Raiden actor.
I don't know.
To Harry Shearer, I think.
It's also got Jax in it, and...
Jax is in it, Sonya Blade's in it, but Johnny Cage dies at the beginning.
Jax is technically in the first one, too.
He is, technically.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, in the very
Jax
beginning.
Jax is Sonya's partner.
When they're hunting down Kane.
Yeah,
like, Kano, that's right.
Absolutely. Okay. So, go ahead.
I was just going to say, I still also feel that the Mortal Kombats don't really hold up very well.
One is still okay, just for nostalgia, but yeah, that's it. Goro is terrible.
Not gonna lie, watched it recently, so.
I never watched it.
Not that long.
The next one on the list is Wing Commander. That's with Mark Hamill's in that movie.
Never saw it.
Yeah, Mark Hamill and Matthew Lillard and...
Wing Commander?
Yeah.
Oh, that movie, yeah, I remember that. Not a very good movie.
99. So the next one after that is in 2001, and it's Lara Croft Tomb Raider. Lara Croft Tomb Raider.
I liked it.
First one's good.
First one is okay, right? Yeah. The first one's not bad. It's also one of the highest grossing
video game movies
of all time, yeah.
Second one, hot garbage.
Second one was two years later.
Another one coming.
So
wait, didn't the second one have? No, it was the first one. The first one had James Bond. Someone help me out here. Daniel Craig in it.
Oh, did it really?
Yeah.
Oh,
he was the love interest.
No.
Yeah. And then there was that scene where. Like
he is Alex West.
Yeah,
oh, shit.
Yeah,
the man who could never be loved. Though,
he's the one
angry.
At the scene where he says, "Time to take a cold shower." After
that's right.
Comes onto him.
Pretty much, yeah.
It's great.
It's also John. It's like the first time Angelina Jolie and John Voight were in the same movie, and they're father daughter. So then we have the Resident Evil legacy of films, which here, let me read them out real quick. Resident Evil, Resident Evil Apocalypse, Resident Evil Extinction, Resident Evil Afterlife, Resident Evil Retribution, Resident Evil The Final Chapter. Holy shit.
Hate every single one of those
movies. I enjoyed the first one quite a bit, and then they got ridiculous. I still enjoyed the ridiculousness, but I would
first
not call
one,
them good movies at all.
First one I'm down to watch anytime. I kind of like it.
Yeah,
Second one, I got to be in the mood to watch it because there's some fucked up shit in it. Like,
I think
some
the
really
first
bad
one
stuff.
Was really good.
I didn't like it.
The rest of them are terrible.
I've watched them all.
I have not seen the
They're
most recent one.
They're not good. And I would still watch them again with a friend, honestly, if I'm being real.
If they just picked a different person to be a character, like the lead character that was actually in the game. Not maybe not the actress necessarily, but
yeah, but bring Jill Valentine.
Yeah,
back.
I just don't understand
they
why
did,
they picked her.
They did use like Claire and Leon and Chris. They used all them, but they used them as like side characters,
which didn't make any sense to me.
Chris Redfield is supposed to be like a badass. So is Leon. Leon is supposed to be like the baddest of the bad. And
isn't Leon the one in 4?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's like a. I think it's a. I think it's one of the Lannisters. I think it's Jamie Lannister.
Who voices him?
No, who is him in the movie?
Oh, gotcha.
Which one was the one? Was it? It wasn't Extinction. It was the one after that he was introduced.
Retribution. Resolution.
I can't remember his name.
Restitution.
Yeah, that's what we need after so many fucking terrible.
The Umbrella
movies.
Corporation's paying everybody back, like paying them for the.
We're sorry. We're sorry.
Yeah. Texas Moon. Resident Evil is a good idea and poorly executed, and that's just how it is. It's one of the better ones to adapt to a movie.
Mm-hmm. If they could adapt
Any
something similar
game,
to Resident Evil 7, though,
yeah.
That as a movie, that kind
Especially
of thing.
Like, but they're going to use the same
movie,
person.
They can actually do it really well.
Yeah. The other option would be...
No, it's not Afterlife he's in. It's the other one. It is Retribution.
Is there actually one called Retribution?
There is. Yeah.
Oh my god!
I just, it's such a good idea. Like,
oh, and in Retribution, they bring Jill Valentine back
with the virus and everything like that. Just makes it so good to make a movie out of. Like, it's such a good.
You could set up a huge world like they
you
tried
got so
to
many
do.
Zombie movies. Yeah. Like, it would work so good,
and
they just
like corporate espionage
it.
Movies. Like,
yeah, like there's a lot of intrigue there that you can play with, and they just did not do well at it.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I was wrong. It's not. Jamie
Not
Canister.
Him.
Yeah.
I didn't think so.
Jamie Canister.
It's Johan Erb. That's his name. Sorry.
On that play where the almost intercepted it.
John's watching the game. For
yeah.
Everybody
sorry.
Listening.
I'm sorry. I was whispering "fuck" because I was watching the replay.
Yeah. The radio announcer said, "Everybody but Warren Moon touched that football."
So
he's
let's,
a Hall of Famer Seahawk.
Let's see. Moving on from there, we've got a couple that I'd like to highlight really quick. Doom.
Yeah.
What's everybody's thoughts on Doom?
So,
enjoyed it until the first person, and then
loved the first person.
No, it completely ruined the movie for me.
You enjoyed it up until the first person?
I bought in right away, and I'm just like, let's watch this movie.
I mean, I enjoyed it more, and then I enjoyed it all right. And then that happened, and I went, I can never watch this movie again.
Someone
now.
Saw Lord of the Rings and then saw The Rundown and was like, Carl Urban and The Rock, so hot right now.
So hot right now.
So hot right now.
And then they wanted to make a Doom movie.
They're breakdance fighting.
I dug it. I just, as soon as we got to the part where it was like, oh, these are genetically enhanced Martians and humans are better because of it. There's a selection process where it's either rage or hero.
Yeah.
And it's like,
there's no in between.
Fuck it. We'll do it.
Rage or hero. I like that.
Silent Hill.
Actually,
scary.
Yeah,
scary.
It's an okay movie.
So the main chick in that, the main bad girl in that, the lady that runs the church, it's the Borg Queen.
Oh,
okay.
First Contact.
Yeah, really. Yeah, I believe that.
Yeah,
Could Star Trek be a video game movie? Because there were video games. No. But they were based off the show.
No, then I'm sorry.
I think that we're defining this as video game source first. Material yeah, is a video
absolutely.
Game.
Absolutely. What's next? What's next on the list?
Hitman. And we'll include Hitman Agent 47 in that, too.
Okay.
Because I like the actors that they got for Hitman. Timothy Oliphant is great. Mm-hmm. And
Timothy Oliphant is Hitman?
In the original Hitman, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, wow, I didn't actually watch that.
Yeah, it was right after the one where he was the bad guy in Die Hard. It was Live Free or Die Hard, and then it was Hitman for him. So I dug the idea of having a Hitman movie. I just think, like always, that fell into the problem that Hollywood movies have when they try to adapt something to their
cram
style.
Cram everything into it.
Well, no, it's more like we got to make it fit a formula instead of like, let's make it hit the source material.
Yeah. Now they're like, let's make it hit the kids this age to this age because their parents are going to take them and buy tickets for themselves too.
Yeah, exactly.
Because my kid wants to be here.
They came closer to it in Agent 47 where they made him a bad guy.
Or they could take it like Marvel does it and takes elements from all of their more source material and then tends to make really informed decisions on which one will film well and what
movie. Yeah, will film better, yeah.
So, like, and there's enough in all of the games that we've discussed so far.
Where you could do that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Especially with Resident Evil, that's a big
there's
one.
So
there's
much
so many
content
games.
There.
Well, and Tomb Raiders.
And Tomb Raider.
So mm-hmm. I have high fucking hopes for Tomb Raider.
The new one?
I do too, actually.
We saw
it looks like it's the first.
It is.
Getting
it's
new
totally the
game.
First game.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep.
There's even that point where she's running across the wing of the plane.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
I mean,
oh, that's
where I was like,
straight out of the game.
There's a whole bunch of stuff with a climber's pick as well.
But we don't get to see her die.
Yeah, right.
That's the big difference.
But
people.
She's still. But,
you know she's gonna get fucked up in this movie.
Yeah, that's
she's
what
gotta get fucked up.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I was just gonna say.
She should have like dislocated
arms.
Well, they show her fall off of something and she hits
into
like
a river.
Yeah, she's like a fucking tree stump on the way down.
Oh.
Like a downed log and she falls into it.
River position.
Let's see what else we got here. There was a Max Payne movie with Mark Wahlberg and Mila Kunis.
What?
Yeah.
That had to have been terrible.
2008.
I actually liked it.
Did anyone check out the Street Fighter The Legend of Chun-Li with the chick from Smallville?
No.
As Chun-Li.
I did not. No, not at all.
Now, that was a thing.
Well, all right. probably a bad thing.
Let's
are
see
we
what
including,
else.
These are only live action films, correct?
So far.
Okay.
We're going to get into animated. We got another half of the podcast to go through. I'm almost done. Let's see. We obviously talked about Warcraft already, but what about Assassin's Creed?
Haven't seen it, but
so
I heard it's actually okay.
I thought that it was actually pretty good.
So
I liked it. I liked it a lot.
Actually, I take back my original statement. Resident Evil The Final Chapter is the highest grossing video game movie.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Really?
That sucks.
Yeah.
That's
it beat out. Nope, I'm wrong again. It's Prince of it's Prince of Persia: Sands of Time.
I saw
that's
that
not
one.
Bad
right.
one.
I
yeah, like that's
that
not
one.
Bad.
There's one scene in that movie where he does the most epic backflip in cinema history, and I literally laughed out loud at the movie.
I've never seen it.
Age of like 16, dude. He's like giant sand and
you know
fucking...
it came out in 2010, right?
I guess I was older than that then.
Yeah.
All right. But I don't remember. It was a while ago. So it was like a bunch of ruins and sand falling down this super steep hill and then like a fucking 60-foot gap. And he's just like surfing this piece of ruin and then hops on it backwards and just hucks himself over this gap in this epic backflip and lands it perfectly.
You gotta.
Oh no!
That's true. The source material though. Because
in
Prince of Persia, you do some
wall
pretty crazy
run and
stuff.
Shit.
Yeah. I actually really liked the Prince of Persia games with the rewinding of time. I
so
thought that was really
was a
fucking
glorious
cool.
backflip.
So what I will say about the Assassin's Creed movie is I think they did well casting Fassbender. I think they did well putting it in the time period it was in. I think they should have stayed in the Animus longer.
I actually enjoyed the time out of the Animus. I thought it was done well.
I enjoyed it more in the movie than I did in the first game.
Did every game. Yep. Out of the Animus is the worst part.
I disagree. Yep.
And they're like, walk around this room for 5 minutes until you figure out how to activate the sequence where they talk to you. Dude, I spent like freaking 15 minutes in like
the
bedroom
the first,
where you wake up the one time
that's
going,
the first game.
I don't know what I'm supposed to do in here. I can't go out. Nobody's coming to talk to me. Like, so frustrated.
And Black Flag,
that was
fourth
the first one.
But... they force you to stay out for
to
like...
hack. You have to hack.
Yeah, but it's so goddamn long for no reason.
Yeah, it's when they try to introduce tablet stuff into the game. And so if you had a tablet along with you playing, you could use it as the map and you could do it on the tablet. But... You didn't, so you had to walk around in first person.
Yeah, and like the only thing that Out of the Animus does is fill in story. And
yeah.
Like, but
which is my favorite part of Assassin's Creed is the fucking story.
But it doesn't fill in story for the time period you're playing in. That story is all its own around that character. I don't give a fuck about what's going on currently.
I disagree.
Let me kill people.
As you discover stuff for Ezio, you talk more about Ezio in the past. And Connor, when you're in 3, you talk about Connor all the time.
Oh.
But when you're in 4, you're not talking about Kenway, so at I all. Get it.
Yeah, 4 I've actually replayed like 3 times.
And you've never beat it.
Yeah, I have.
Oh, okay, you did. You found out who the dad was.
Yeah.
You never beat Unity.
Yeah, no, Marcus was the dad. Unity.
No.
Travis.
Okay, let's...
No, it's Sharp of Forward.
Finish off with... I think that's it for live action. Oh, yeah, Peter, they're making a Rampage movie. Yeah. With giant gorilla.
So oh no! Bad. I saw the preview for
and
that.
And a giant wolf. Yeah,
no, I'm good.
That could be
terrible.
That could be bad. It could be bad.
I just want to go up. I just want to be like Dwayne. What are you doing, bro?
Getting paid.
What are you doing? The Jumanji movie.
I'm
funny.
Gonna see Jumanji.
That looks funny.
Come on,
Rampage. Man. Come on, bro.
I think
like,
it's because
almost. Not
I think
worth
it's because he has a stake in the studio that made it because it's the same studio that made San Andreas, and he's the only reason to go see that movie.
Yeah. True.
International.
Like, he's also able to crank.
I'm gonna be real
because he plays the exact
same
role
character
in
all
every
the time.
I'm gonna be real. I'm gonna watch that movie, but I'm gonna stream it online.
So
free
international animated films.
Yeah.
Let's there talk about go. Some video game international films.
That's good.
All right.
Pokemon the first movie.
Good.
July 18th, 1998.
Saw it in theaters. Loved it as a kid. Haven't seen it since.
$163 million.
Wow.
Okay. Let's talk about Pokemon the movie 2000. $133 million.
Still liked it.
And then that's all I'm going to mention for now because the highest grossing animated video game movie
Warcraft.
Is the Angry Birds movie.
I know.
$349 million.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's actually not terrible, but it's, I don't.
It ain't great.
It's like, well, I refuse to ever watch the Emoji movie, for example.
Yeah.
But Sir Patrick Harris is poop.
I don't.
Sir Patrick Harris or Patrick Stewart?
Stewart, yeah.
He is Sir Harrison poop. Patrickson.
Neil.
I was going to call him Picard, which would have been more right than what I did call
yeah,
him.
Yeah.
He is Picard.
Which I am currently watching all of again.
Nice.
Again?
Are you going to end with the movies?
Yeah.
You going to finish the show and then end with the movies?
Yeah.
Nice.
And then watch Voyager again, probably. Yeah. I don't know. Good, man.
Maybe pepper in some Deep Space Nine.
No, I've already seen all of it.
I have too.
I think if I'm going to watch
you,
it again.
You started this on again. So.
I know. I just want to. I'm just going to skip over the first 3 seasons of. The Deep
DS9.
Space.
You know,
yeah.
We have
go straight
the
to the Klingon War.
We have the problem with trying to make video games into movies, and I will say Japan has the problem with trying to make animes into live action movies.
Oh my
the only
gosh.
Good one, because there's 3 of them, is the Rurouni Kenshin ones.
Never seen
everything
them.
Else. Terrible. It's just so bad. They try
Did
to
you
do
watch the
anime stuff that
Metal
just
Alchemist
doesn't.
Movie?
No, is it out?
No, but
it's
I've just seen
the Korean one.
Yeah,
right?
I saw the trailer. It looks super good.
Yeah.
Super good.
Bad casting, I think.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, they cast Asian kids. No, I'm kidding.
Should be white people.
So
I just don't like seeing. It's just. Continue. It's fine.
Okay. So there are some bright stars on this end of the animation side. Japan has cranked out several Resident Evil animated movies that kick ass. One of them takes place entirely in an airport with Claire Redfield.
Mm-hmm.
And they use the airport as like a test zone for the new Biohazard. And it's dope. It's called Resident Evil Degeneration.
I love that movie. Okay.
But then there's also Resident Evil Damnation and Resident Evil Vendetta. And
Vendetta is super.
Vendetta has Leon, Chris
and
Claire in it.
Yeah, which has never happened before.
Fucking dope. Let's see what else is there. Okay, we can't go any further without talking about Final Fantasy.
Which one?
All 3.
All of them? Okay.
So there's The Spirits Within, and
love
I've never
movie.
Seen that one. So
it's actually pretty good. That's the one with Gaia, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it visually stunning?
It's visually stunning. I mean, there is definitely better stuff now.
But at the time, it was like by far the best.
Yeah. It almost seemed like they did CG over actual live action.
They probably did. Because it was all rotoscoping back then. Motion capture wasn't that big of a thing.
That's the one that starts off on the motorcycles, or is that the second
one? That's the second one.
Yeah, the second one's really good too.
Advent
Children. And I also really like Kingsglaive. You know?
So you saw it?
A lot of people didn't like it.
You saw Kingsglaive? I thought I was the only one that saw Kingsglaive.
No, it was good. A lot of people didn't like it, and I enjoyed it a lot.
I haven't seen it.
So it was a Columbia Pictures and Square Enix USA.
The fact that I like it and other people don't.
So I just wanted to go over the people that are in The Spirits Within because it has a really good cast.
Yeah, Ming-Na Wen.
Yeah. Alec Baldwin.
What? Yep. Ming-Na Wen is Mulan.
Mulan. Yeah. Oh. And she's actually pretty badass in real life.
So Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Down
she's
to business
a huge part of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. That is Donnie Osmond. That is Donnie Osmond.
He did a great job.
What'd you ask?
They send me daughters.
Is she the one in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. that I think she
May,
is?
May, yeah. Okay. Agent May, yeah.
I know. I'm trying to get through this list.
Sorry.
Flying.
Big Rings?
Big Rings, Steve Buscemi.
Yep.
Buscemi
is in Sutherland,
movie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
James Woods. Sutherland. Keith David.
Keith David does like every movie.
I know, but seriously. But that's a.
I'm reverse giraffe. I have a tall neck and legs.
Perry Gilpin.
Nice.
From Frasier is in it.
Yep.
Surprisingly, which it was. Which
that's
was
Roz,
a cool,
right?
Yeah. Cool treat for me, I thought. That's really. I mean, there's a couple other names here, but they're not.
They're not big names.
They're voice actor names. Is really. There's a list of stars, and then there's voice actors. So, Spirits Within is visually stunning, and it was a huge undertaking from both a Japan film company and Columbia Pictures over here. And then there's Advent Children, which was actually just a solo release in Japan and then was eventually over here on DVD. What do you guys think of Advent Children? It follows very much a disjointed anime-style storytelling.
Mm-hmm.
But
it was good. Is that the one that...
It's the one after Final Fantasy VII.
Yeah. With the dope-ass Sephiroth fight in the building.
Yeah. Seriously.
Yeah. Like, that animation alone was... Amazing.
Him putting the Buster Sword together as he fights him.
Yeah, and
as he fights through the city, actually. Yeah,
I like the bit where they use one of his limit breakers, where he's like throwing out swords, and at the end he's like running over and grabbing swords, and like that was so sick.
Wasn't that Omni Slash or something like that?
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
It was just really cool to see it animated like that. I mean,
yeah. They use one of the summons. They summon Baphomet.
Yeah,
which is dope. I wish they would have summoned some of the other ones like Odin or
Ifrit.
Ifrit, that's a good one. It's just really cool to see, like, we had all played Final Fantasy, and, like, it's that PS1, like, really blocky, choppy polygon stuff.
Never played it.
Really?
I've never played now.
Oh, my lord, that game
seven.
Is amazing.
So, but then to see it in Advent Children, you're like, oh, Tifa's so cool, dude. That Tifa fight in the church, where it's just him and her, yeah, that's just dope.
I want to see the underwater sport.
Blitzball.
Played in one 10. Of the movies.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to see it in the movie.
They need to make a Final Fantasy X movie, but the problem is that doesn't really make much sense.
Have they ever done just the Blitzball game as its own game?
No.
No,
but
that'd
be
cool.
That would be cool if they were to pull
it's
it
like
out.
It's like a Quidditch
I think
game.
That they... It was a good... The game in there was good. I think that if you gave you a little more control and gave you some verticality in, like, if it was a full released game, kind of like what they did with Gwent...
Mm-hmm. Right, there'd be a little bit more work to it.
Yeah, I think that it would be a really fun game to play. I mean, I always dug doing that. I think John and I were... John hung out over at my house and played a
Blitzball?
Bunch of Blitzball while we were playing Final Fantasy
X. Nice.
I never really played 10 beyond Blitzball. I used to bug Peter for Blitzball. He used to do the same thing to my brother, Tim.
Let's talk real
let
quick
Blitzball.
About Kingsglaive before we get too far away. Great premise for a series of soldiers. You throw their blade and they teleport to it. I love that idea.
That's
and to have them as shock troops, it's an even better idea.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The idea that like the king gives them that ability too, that he's the founder of magic or he's the well
sounds
of magic.
Sounds kind
of
like Naruto's dad.
I don't know what that
means. Naruto's dad puts these symbols on things and then
like
teleports.
Shurikens, and he does it, and he can use it to, if he puts symbols on his soldiers, he could teleport them into the battlefield.
Nice.
So like his little elite team of people, yeah. But nice. I don't know what came first, to be honest.
Probably Naruto.
Yeah, probably. But still, it's a cool idea. Like, it's just as rad in Kingsglaive as it is in Naruto.
I liked the idea that they put, like, a pretty good voice cast behind it, at least in Jesse Pinkman and Boromir, which I know I should name Sean Bean and the
Did
other
he die?
Guy.
Because Sean Bean dies in everything.
Sean Bean died in this movie, didn't he? At the very end?
Yeah.
Is it Jesse Pinkman's first name Aaron?
Aaron Paul, thank you.
Yeah.
I honestly wasn't a huge fan of Jesse Pinkman in that.
I like him as a voice actor, but then I really like Todd from BoJack Horseman.
Yeah,
so.
BoJack.
And then
I think that's about it for animated otherwise. If you take the cool visual style of Spirits Within and you take the fighting from Advent Children and put them together, you get Kingsglaive. And I think that was really cool. The convoluted complexness of the story, that's straight out of Final Fantasy. I played 14. Is that the one with lightning, or is that 13?
Which one?
The one with you lightning? I played 12. 12,
yeah.
Yeah, so like, Jesus, that game is complex.
Yeah, I'd say that there's a contrived nature to some situations in Final Fantasy, which is why I really appreciated their approach to the Spirits Within, which was to take a more practical approach, not recreating any of their existing material and just creating a new story.
Yeah.
But I think that the reason that the movie didn't work was not because it was bad, but because they alienated so many of their customers
by putting the Final Fantasy name on it. Yeah.
I think that they should have called it something else. And they did with some subtext, but if they didn't call it Final Fantasy and they just put out a movie and it was by Square Enix, it probably would have done
much poorly. Better?
Better, I think.
Sorry, gotcha.
I think it would have been done better.
Trying to rely too much on name recognition.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much.
Now, before we end, I want to touch on some movies that deal with video games and don't have, like, aren't centered around video games. Mm-hmm. First one I could write up with in our chat was Grandma's Boy.
Good movie.
That whole movie is based around game testing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I like that. It's a good way to do it. And
game creation.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But it gives, like, all the marijuana references and stuff aside, it gives a kind of a cool look into, like, these video game kids, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's not what game testing's really like.
Yeah. No, but it's a nice fantasy, right?
That's for what me, everybody Dante. Wants it to be like.
Oh, what's up, Mr. Cheezle? Which is a weed reference.
I think in some other... actually, finish your point, and then I want to bring something up when you're done.
Oh, just there's other ones like Pixels, which is very, very recent.
Not bad.
Not great. Wreck-It Ralph is... okay, so I wanted to bring that up. Mm-hmm. It's in a video game, but it's more based on video games than it is like a video game movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, it deals with the mythos of, like, you know, a video game bad guy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They take the abstraction of a video game, and then they break it down into really
this relatable character development.
Yeah, like you like see it from the eyes of the heroes. I mean, like Wreck-It, like Ralph's view of life. Yeah, and Fix-It Felix. I mean, even though he fixes everything, he doesn't really like it. He's just like,
that's what I'm doing.
That's what I'm doing. I'm good at fixing stuff.
I'm gonna wreck it.
I always liked his infatuation with that other woman.
Felix's infatuation with the soldier lady.
Yeah,
God, I can't remember her name right now, but yeah, I know who you're talking about. I think that's Jane Lynch.
The actress
is Jane Lynch. They're doing a second one of those, so I'm excited about that.
Yeah.
Before I finish this up, Peter, what did you want to say?
You know what?
It's gone. Other than Tomb Raider, are there any other movies you guys are maybe wanting to see?
Not Rampage.
Not Rampage. I really do think Tomb Raider's got a shot.
Yeah, it does.
Because especially if they stick to the source material of the first remake game.
Oh, that's what I wanted to say. Legacy of Kain or Soul Reaver, I think that those stories... Like Blood Omen and stuff. Uh-huh. Those could be good movies.
Well, Blood Rain, right?
Yeah.
That had a chance to be a good movie, but then it wasn't.
No. But specifically the Soul Reaver.
Sure.
That or like
Devil May Cry has a chance to be a great movie too.
Didn't Devil May Cry is a movie? But
they proved with Castlevania that they can make a good show. No. You saw Castlevania.
Anime.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking of.
Devil May Cry is an anime.
Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking of.
You're thinking of
what am I thinking of? I'm thinking of Blood Rain. If they do, a Devil May Cry animated, or not animated, but live action movie.
Yeah,
they could totally do that.
They could.
Just a badass sword wielding emo dude. That's I just described half of anime right there.
I'm kind of giving up on Halo
movies. Legends is cool.
More of as a live action because there was that like Peter Jackson's going to make a Halo.
Yeah,
movie
but then
thing
it just turned into District 9.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Oh, and there is that one Halo movie. What's it called?
Forward Unto Dawn. It was a web series, but they can collect it into a movie.
It was collected into a movie when I watched it.
Yeah. I like it. I like Forward Unto Dawn.
I mean, Master Chief to like the end, but
you got his voice actor, which was cool.
Yeah, it was really cool, and it was really good. Like the Needler looked rad in that. Like the Needler shots. Yeah, no, it's really good.
I think it's worth a watch.
I think it's worth a watch.
I think it was a good proving ground that the movie could be made.
I think so too. And for cheap, that was all done on like a way, way, way low budget. Like they put all their money into the props on that because they have no name actors except for Anna Popwell, who was.
They made the Warthog look good,
right? Well, Weta Workshop has built a Warthog, several of them, so they're already there.
Yeah,
God, what a the work Weta does
is ridiculous. So yeah, other than Tomb Raider, I mean, I would like to see. God, I would like to see The Witcher do well on Netflix.
Yes, man, I really hope that series does well. I hope it's not a giant pile of shit.
I think it's gonna be good.
Like Legend of the Seeker.
Legend of the Seeker's okay, dude.
It's
I like it.
I mean, I really even like really the girl's outfits in Legend of the Seeker.
I really like the fight scenes all 300 style with the camera slowing down and stuff. I think they did a good job. You know,
John, if they made a Rocket League movie, would you watch it?
I don't even know how they would do that.
Just a league. It's one league championship season.
I could do
like
it.
Speed Racer the movie.
I could watch it once they make.
They already make one.
Yeah,
man. If they could make rocket cars you flew with boosts and it was like logistically possible, which it's totally not. People would die so fast in that.
Oh God, yes.
So see, now you really want to watch it.
But it would be cool. Like I love watching competitive.
Think about if they did the Rocket League movie in the way that they did the Speed Racer movie.
I don't honestly remember the Speed Racer.
It was done by the Wachowski brothers. I like the
Speed Racer movie.
It's very fucking psychedelic and on drugs.
All right, guys, that's about it for tonight.
Yeah.
Let's go ahead and say our goodbyes. Be sure to
bye.
Check.
Bye. Bye.
Hope you checked out. You guys. Hope you checked out these guys playing Cuphead on Monday. That looks to be a good time. And hey, happy Thanksgiving.
Turkey Day Gobble.
We'll see you guys next week.
Adios. Bye-bye.